Checking in again with Quincy City Council President Noel DeBona, who is back on his morning constitutional. Hi, Noel.
Good morning, Joe. How are you this morning?
You're doing great. These morning workouts are exhausting.
You know, I'll tell you, Joe, it's a beautiful morning and we got to get out and, you know, get some exercise in. So, you know, it's time. It's June now. And it's beautiful. So yeah. last two days have been nice.
This good weather around here is fleeting, so we have to enjoy it while we can.
You never know. Tomorrow's forecast, I think, to rain. I think you do the weather report. So,
yeah, exactly. Also, as we were talking before we started recording, a very, very busy time of year going on right now.
Oh, it sure is. I mean, we had graduation last night to the North Quincy graduates, and tonight will be Quincy High School. Thank you for all your coverage over there at QATV. Beautiful setup to allow the kids to, you know, to graduate. Obviously, in person, they've spent more of their time in the COVID pandemic, obviously, you know, March of 2020, so in their sophomore year. So it's good to see all the kids up there last night, you know, young adults now.
Yeah, I'm sure it's, you know, special for you having served in the school committee for so many years and with kids in the public schools yourself.
Oh, it's fantastic. And, you know, it was tough last night because usually they would go through, get their diploma, get a little picture. And then they would shake all the hands of all the school committee members. And I was, you know, able to do that in 2015 and 16, actually 14 and 15. And they weren't able to do that last night. They were able to get their diplomas in person. And I will tell you, at North Quincy High School last night, it was a lot of folks and your friends and family in those stands. They were full. So it was good to see everybody out last night.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to have a little bit of normalcy returning too. It's also busy for the city council. I know that the budget got passed, right?
The budget got approved last night. $372.6 million. Councillor Phelan, which is our chairperson for the finance committee, did a fantastic job. It passed with a 7-1 vote. Councillor at-large Ann Mahoney voted no on the budget. Dave McCarthy was not in session. He had a work-related business trip that he had to go to. He couldn't get out of. So the rest of the councilors voted for it.
Very good. How do you feel about the budget? Were there any significant cuts this year, Noel?
There wasn't many too many cuts. I think I agree with Councilor Palmucci where he said he, you know, in the past we voted against budgets. I've voted against budgets in the past. But particularly this budget this year with all the stuff that's going on, we didn't have to, you know, fire people. We didn't have to like lay off people from schools where other municipalities had to. Some of the things in the budget, you know, obviously he said he didn't like, but overall as a full overall perspective, it was a good one. So, you know, I think a lot of people forget that these are fixed costs. A lot of it, I'd say 80, almost even up to 90%. Is a fixed cost that has to continue to run the city at a good rate, you know, as a, you know, full throttle. You start cutting different things, people start questioning, oh, well, this isn't looking good, or this isn't looking like correct. Well, we don't have the proper manpower for it, or a proper workforce to get it done. So Quincy's looking a lot better, Joe. I mean, when I first got onto the council, I tell you, it didn't look that good. The downtown looked terrible. It was all in disarray, and we've come together to somehow put pieces and parcels together and make it look a lot better. I mean, looking out right outside of QATV, you see that it really is developing.
Oh, there's no question. There's been tremendous change in a very short period of time. I've worked in the city for over 30 years, and I've never seen so much change so quickly. No, it looked like the big ticket item last night had to do with a sewer improvement project. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, you know, these are simple things that really, you know, that help out, you know, our underground system, making clean water, making it proper. Obviously, was a little bit of a discussion on the interest rate. One of them was going to be, you know, 2%, possibly could be 1.5%, which is still a very, very low rate, Joe, to be honest with you. I mean, rates are climbing. You're getting up to 5% into some areas where, you know, you guaranteed at least a 2%. You got a 1.5% if we could get it locked down. You know, Council Mahoney was a little, you know, about the interest on it. And, you know, it was approved. And, you know, it's something that we do every year right before we get into the next fiscal year. And it's got to be, you know, we got to move it forward. Commissioner Gracioso and his team, they've done a fantastic job. It comes out of the water sewer. It doesn't come out of the regular general fund. So it's a little different setup. And, you know, it was approved.
Okay, very good. Anything else of note you think we should touch on today?
No, just Joe, you know, it's a busy schedule. It was a busy budget cycle. We got, you know, a couple more meetings to go. We got a couple of appropriations coming in from the Finance Committee. We have some DIF stuff, which is District Improvement Financing Funds. Animal Shelter will be coming in. I know a lot of folks have been waiting for that. Prices changed a little bit. Construction costs. It's just different. We're in a totally different phase and time, Joe, with the inflationary rate. I mean, I'm looking at the gas prices today. We're right under $5. I mean, how does the average person live? I really don't know. I think it was a big article in the Globe about, you know, how does the average person just live with all these commodities going up? And I think people forget that the gas has a lot to do with the grocery shopping. Those have to be transported into the supermarket, and it costs more money to bring them there. The eggs, the breads, the milks, the simple items that people need and usually use every week. They're just going up, and it's all related to that gas.
There's no question America moves by truck, and trucks move by diesel fuel. So that translates
to diesel's way over $6. That's another story too as well. So I think some of the biggest factors is we've got to evolve, obviously, with the COVID-19 pandemic, where it's going to go through its ups and downs with cases. We're going to have to live with that, and we're going to have to live here with the inflationary rate going up. Hopefully these gas prices go down. I mean, I remember under the Bush administration, it was up in $3, almost $4, and then it jumped back down to like $2 literally 2 years ago. We were paying about $2.25, $2.29. tops, you know, $2. I was like, wow, it really went back down, and now it's back up. And it's a trickle down effect. It's a domino effect of everything else. So I think that's some of the biggest challenges, Joe. Municipalities are no different. I mean, if those are going up in those prices, think about construction costs and stuff like that, lumber. You can't get parts right now too, Joe. I've been talking to a lot of people about contractors. They can't get any parts to get anything done. They're on a backlog. Trucks can't get done. There's shortages with, obviously, you're talking about like vehicles. There's a little computer chip, and there's only so much that you can do. They're having a shortage of vehicles out there for even getting a new vehicle. So it's just we're in a time zone where things have changed such a dramatic, and it doesn't change here in a municipality. We're affected by it too.
So two more meetings for the council, Noel?
Well, we're going to have two more finance meetings. It'll be the 13th, which is a Monday, and the 15th, which is a Wednesday. Those will be the two finance committee meetings. And then our last meeting will be the day after Juneteenth. It's Tuesday, June 22nd. So that'll be our last scheduled city council meeting.
Oh, okay.
I'll see you the next day on Wednesday, right?
That sounds good. All right. Appreciate it, Noel. get your steps in there.
I'm doing pretty good here right now, Joe. I'm up at 2,100. So got to get to the 10,000 today before graduation tonight for Quincy High School.
All right. Get that heart rate up.
Thanks so much, Joe. I appreciate all your time. And thanks for everything you do over at QATV. You guys have really done a lot of great job with this live streaming. You brought it to another level. So, and another thing that was in the budget, we've given you some funding. The funding from our budget has come to you guys over at QATV. So
yes,
that was in there last night, and we got that approved.
We thank you for that. That just to clarify, that comes from Comcast subscriber fees. It's not taxpayer dollars.
Awesome. There you go. Thank you so much, Joe. We had to approve it last night, though. It was good.
Thank you. We appreciate it. We'll catch up after the next council meeting.
You bet. Thanks so much, Joe.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.